I appreciate the Lord and all that He means to me. I am a thankful child of God, and I'm a happy child of God. I would recommend this way to every one of you. If you're in this way, praise the Lord. If you're not in this way, get in the way. I would love that. It's a happy way to live. The Lord laid a responsibility or a burden on our hearts a while back for this particular meeting. And we would be real thankful if the Lord would help us to be able to deliver it tonight. So I ask for your prayers. I want to be able to do what the Lord has laid on our hearts. I want to expose the devil first. We'll go to John, the 8th chapter. We will come back to this or refer back to it. I'd like to expose the enemy. In the 44th verse of the 8th chapter of John, it says, "Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Okay, I want you to keep that in mind, okay? He is a liar and he's the father of it. And there are things he will try to tell you as truth. He's a liar. Okay, I want you to remember that. He's a liar. And so I would like to, I'd like for you to turn with me in Luke. I'd like to start with the word Father. That is a big word right there. Some people call their fathers dad or daddy, and all of those work. I called mine dad or daddy, and this is to not replace the parable that the Lord gave when he was talking about the parable of the prodigal son, but he... Luke, the 15th chapter, I would like to expound on it. Okay, I don't want to take away from what has been written by Jesus' words, but I would like to expound on it tonight. This father had two sons, and we're going to call them Johnny and Jimmy. Okay, so if your name is Johnny or Jimmy, I have nothing against you at all. It's just for reference sake, okay? We're going to really talk about Johnny. Johnny and Jimmy were two young boys raised together. As little boys, they played together. They dug in the dirt together. They skipped rocks across the pond together. They fought together. They hoed corn together. They fed the cattle together. They did a lot of things together. And they grew up. One maybe getting a little taller than the other one, and maybe the other one getting taller in the end. You know how that goes. And it says that the younger one goes to daddy, goes to father, and says, "You know, I'm ready to seek my own future. I am of age now. I am a man now. And I'm really tired of this one-horse town. And I'm ready to go somewhere where there's lots of lights and excitement. So I know you're a fair father. So I'd like for you to give me my part of the inheritance so that I may go and expound on that or to explore the world. I'm tired of this hayseed town. I'm ready for something different." The father is a fair father. The father says, "Okay, son." So they have a party for Johnny and say, this is the farewell party for Johnny. Johnny's going to seek his future in town somewhere. He's not interested in staying here, but we wish him well. We want him to have the very best, and may God be with you. And Jimmy says, "Oh, he's just a no good. he's just going to waste it, Father." The father says, "Give the boy a chance." So Johnny, the father and Johnny walk up to the top of the hill, and father hugs Johnny and says, "Johnny, you're my son. I've always loved you, always have, and always will. Don't you ever forget that. And please write when you can. And Johnny says, we'll do that, Father. Thank you. But I'm ready to be rid of this place. You understand that? So they hug, and Johnny departs. And Johnny clicks his heels as he's leaving small town, whatever it was, farm. I'm tired of this place. And he goes to the city. And so Father returns to his work, returns to the labors that's at his hand, and every once in a while he'll go to the top of that hill and he'll check the mailbox. Is there a letter from Johnny? Oh, there's a letter from Johnny. Oh, can't wait to read what happened to Johnny. So Johnny says, Dad, this is better than I ever thought it could be. It's just lights, love, and happiness. I have friends galore. We just have such a good time. We just let the party roll on. That's just what we do around here. And it's just a glamorous time. I haven't found a job yet, but I will. And I want you to know I love you, Dad. Love, Johnny. So, a time rolls by. And they're sitting around the dinner table. And Jimmy says, hey, Dad, have you heard from that no good son of yours, Johnny? And he says, no, I haven't heard from him lately. But last time I heard from him, he was doing just pretty good. He said, yeah, well, you'll see. You'll see. You know that story, the parable, it says it's a prodigal son, but there was actually two prodigal sons. But we're not going to deal with Jimmy tonight. We're going to deal with Johnny. So Johnny spends his inheritance and has a good time. There's lots of beautiful things to see, lots of beautiful entertainments. So he says, let's have another round. It's on me. And everyone's happy to have Johnny as a friend. So Johnny writes Dad. Says, Dad, I've found me a little job down here at the local department store. And I don't need a whole lot since you supplied me with so much. But I have just wonderful friends. I'm having a good time. Don't worry about me. Love, Johnny. And Father goes to the top of the hill, checks the mailbox once again. Oh, a letter from Johnny. It says he's doing well. But you know, the father's heart is broken because he also knows the propensities of Johnny. And he knows how to read between the lines. And he knows that it's not all good. But he prays for Johnny. He loves Johnny. So time moves along. Jimmy says around the dinner table, you heard from that no good son anymore? Yes, I did hear from him. He seems to be doing well. He's got him a little job down at the department store and seems to really enjoy it and seems to be making friends well and everything's okay. He said, well, you just hide and watch. He's a no gooder. I'm telling you, he's a no gooder. So Johnny is doing well, but then the stock market crashes and his money is no longer worth anything. What he had left, he didn't have much left. The economy is really bad. There are no jobs to be had. He gets laid off. He has no money to spend, and suddenly he has no friends. So he decides, well, I'm not going to write any letters. Dad doesn't really need to know about this. It'd just make him worry anyway. And besides, I don't want to admit to him that maybe I have failed. So Dad goes to the top of the hill, looks as far as he can see. Is there a speck coming toward him? No, there's not a speck. Is there a letter in the mailbox? No, no letter. Wonder what's going on with Johnny. The dinner table, Jimmy says, have you heard from that no good son of yours, Johnny? He says, no, I haven't heard. I hope everything's okay with Johnny. Oh, you know Johnny. He's a no-gooder. You just hide and watch. So every day, Dad goes to the top of the hill. And soon, Johnny finds that he has no money. He has no friends. And the only job he can get is to feed the hogs and live in their pig pen. So that he starts to feel very hopeless, very helpless. He's miserable. He smells bad. He's hungry. And the devil comes in. I told you the devil's a liar, so listen to what the devil says. You are no gooder, Johnny. You don't mean anything to anybody. Just look at you. You're in the hog pen now. Told you the devil lies, doesn't he? You're not worth anything to anybody. It's a lie. That's a lie. Then he starts thinking, you know, my father took good care of me. My father said he loved me. I'm not worthy to be called his son. But you know, I miss my father. I want to be with my father. The devil says, oh no, you can't. You spent all of his money. You're a failure. You're a no-gooder. Do you think that your father will take you back? Do you really think, what do you think the family's going to say when you walk in? You're a no-gooder. Look at you. You're miserable, you're penniless, and you're hopeless, and you're doomed because there's no way out. You've done too much to go back to Daddy. And Daddy says, or he says to himself, no, I'm going to try it. And he takes a miserable step home. There's many steps to take, and he's hungry.
Yes.
And he's tired. And he's smelly. And his clothes are dirty. He has no shoes. He has nothing left. But he says, you know, if I can just be a servant.
Yes.
Dad treated his servants better than this old hog pen. So he comes to the father. Father is standing at the top of the hill. And he says, he sees a speck in the distance.
Yes. Yes.
And his heart is hoping that's Johnny.
Yes.
But I don't recognize the stooped figure. But I sure hope that's Johnny. And he looks a little further and says, I hope that's Johnny. But I've looked at the top of the hill many, many days, and there was no Johnny. Is that Johnny? Is that Johnny? I sure hope it is. I love that Johnny. And if he would come back, he's still my son.
Yeah.
And I still love him. But you know, Johnny's every step, you know the devil's saying, you're such a shame. Your father will not take you back. Who do you think you're fooling? But he still trudges on home.
Yes.
Willing to take the chance.
Yes.
So I'd like to read Luke the 15th chapter and 11th verse. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was a great way off, that speck's getting a little larger. The father saw him and had compassion and ran to Johnny and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, now listen to this. Do you remember all the lies that Johnny heard in his ear about what father was going to say? Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and it is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. I'm going to stop right there. I'm happy for Johnny, aren't you? Did any of those things come to pass that the devil told Johnny? No. The father didn't say, you're a worthless son. The father did not say, I knew this would happen. The father did not say, just think of how you've disappointed the family. You can't go back. Because the devil is a liar. That's what he is. And I want you to know that. And I want you to know that the Lord loves you tonight.
Amen.
And I'd like to ask you a question, maybe get a little personal here. Isaiah, the first chapter in the 18th verse, it says, come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, I can make them white as snow. The devil is going to say, that sin you committed is too deep. There's no blood that can cover it. But that's a lie.
Yes,
I thank the Lord for that. Are you a Johnny? Are you miserable? Do you feel penniless and hopeless? Is the devil telling you that God won't take you back? Well, I'm here to tell you, he's a liar. He's a liar and the father of it. And many times people will say, well, I can't go down to the altar. What will people think of me? Do you know it's not near what you think? There is rejoicing in heaven. The angels rejoice. It didn't say there was accusations like, you can't come back. Your sin was too big. It was too hard. That's a lie. The Father loves you. The Father gave his Son for you. The Father is able to cover you with the blood of Jesus completely to the uttermost. And I want you to know that he loves you. He always has, and he always will. I want.